Your Mishnah is Trumais, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vov. The Mishnah says, B'shloisha Prokim Misharin Es HaKalkola. 3 times a year are you supposed to, like Misharin, to measure out how many you have in this Kalkola in the basket. Like how many fruits fit into this basket. That means, B'Bechoris, at the beginning when the fruits are first ripe, so that's called the Bechoris, the big ones, and then the fruits are big. So when you have big fruits, let's say you can only have like 25 of them fit into the basket. Then at the end of the season, the one that becomes ripe later, they're much smaller, and then you could have like 50 of them could fit into the basket. And in the middle of the summer also, that pears are ripe, but they're not that big, it's like a middle shear. So at 3 different times of the year, you have to mishayer, like count how many pears fit into the basket. Now, Hamoine Mishubach, the one that counts the pears first before it goes to take off Truma, that's the best thing. Hamoine Mishubach, like we said before, you're supposed to first know how many fruits you have inside the basket, and then you take off a Truma Moimed with an estimate. The Hamoide, though, is Mishubach Mimenu. If you measure off how much fruit you have, that's even better. Because just by counting, it could be some are big, some are small, you don't know exactly. But the better thing is to measure off exactly how many fruits you have, that would be a better way. And v'hashoikel, if you weigh it, mishubach mishloshtin. That's the best way out. If you weigh it, then for sure you know exactly how much you have, and then you'll know exactly how much truma to take off. Mishnezai. Rabbi Eliezer says, truma oilo b'yechud umeya. The loch of Truma falls into Chulin, so it becomes bottle if one falls into 100. It's Oila B'yechud Umeya. That means if you have, let's say, 1 saw of Truma, so it falls into 100 saw of Chulin, so it becomes bottle brave. And the loch is, you're supposed to just take out 1 saw from here and give it to the Kayin. And the rest, a regular Yisrael is allowed to eat. That's called B'yechud Umeya. Rabbi Yeshua says, "B'meyav yoid," which means you do not need 101. In other words, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's enough if 1 saw falls into 99 saw and a drop more. So together, you have to have 100 and a drop more. That's enough to be mevatel the truma. V'yoid ze ein l'shir. Now, how much does it mean a drop more? In other words, 1 saw falls into 99 saw and a drop more. How much of a drop more? As long as it's a drop more, no matter how small of more it is, it's enough to make a vittel. Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulamayma, he says no. This oid has a shear to it. It has to be kav lemeya, a kav for 100 saw lemeya saw, which is shtus lemedameya, 1/6 of dimua. Now shishus means 1/6. That a kav, there are 6 kavim in a saw. So it's like 1/6 of the saw. That's how much this v'yoid you need to be mevatel the truma. Mishneches, Rabbi Yeshua says, Te'enim shchoyrois ma'alois es halavonis. So that means black figs could also be mala, could also make a bit of brave to white figs. In other words, like the Mishnah before, you have to have 100 times the truma in order to be mevatlet. So let's say you had some white figs fall into a big basket, and in that basket there were black figs and white figs. So really you should say the black figs for sure is not truma, because only a white fig fell in of truma. Still we have a kul here to say no, that the black ones also help to be malam, to be mevato, the levon is the white one. And the opposite way. Levonois malois es hashchoris. The white figs that are in this barrel helps to be mevatel beroiv this black fig of truma that fell in. And then the Mishnah says the same thing applies. Igulei dvela. If you have like a round cake of crushed figs, hagdolim, big ones, mala mesektanim. Again, it's mala diktanim. In other words, a small cake of figs truma fell into a big barrel that has big ones and small ones. So even though, like we know for sure, the big ones are not from the truma, still it helps to be mevatel beroiv. If we have 100, including the gedolim, it will be bottle. And the same thing the opposite way. If a big one of truma fell in, even though inside the yosel have small cakes, and you know for sure the small cakes are not from truma, still it's part of the cheshbin to make a bittul to be madama this to be mevatol the truma. The same thing, if this cake is round, or if some of them looks like a brick, it's squared. So even though one fill in of truma, so we know for sure the other types are not truma, still it helps to make bitul bereif. Rabbi Eliezer Oyser, but it says no, nothing doing. Like what we know for sure is not truma, does not help to be mevatel bereif. It's only all the sveikas, like if a round one falls in of truma, so then you have to have 100 round ones of chulin to make a bit of roif. For Rabbi Akiva says it depends. If you know for sure what fell in other words, you know for sure a square one fell in or a black one fell in, so then we only could count the black ones in there, that helps to be mevatel bereif. But the other types that we know for sure it's not part of truma, it doesn't help. But if we do not know what fell in, like you have a doubt if a white one fell in or a black one fell in, so you're not sure which one of the two is truma, then we say malis zuazu. Then everything in this barrel, both the white ones and the black ones, both together have the power to be mevatel baroy, to be mevatel that truma. And if you have 100 times against it, we would say bitul baroy. Mishneh Tes. Ketzad, what's an example of this? What's Rabbi Akiva? That he said it depends if you know or not. Chamishim teinim shchoyrois v'chamishim levonos. You have in one basket here of chulin, you have 50 figs, black ones, and 50 white ones. Now, noflo shchoyro, if a black fig of truma fell in here, so shchoyro sasurus. Since you only have 50 black ones in there, it's not enough to make a bit of a rave. Therefore, the black ones are meduma, it's like also. But the halavonos mutaros, the white figs, those are for sure muta, because we know only a black fig fell in, not a white one. What about the opposite? Let's say noflo levon, let's say a white one fell in. So then the locker is levonos asurus, all the 50 white ones are also, because it's a suffix, it's meduma, it's called chulna and truma mixed together. But ushchoyros mutaros, the black ones are muta, because we know for sure the black ones are not from truma. What about though, b'sheinu yidua manofla, if we have a doubt, you do not know for sure which one of the truma fell in, was it a black one or was it a white one, then amalei zuazu, it's all b'chal the same suffix, and as long as you have 100 inside this basket, it can be mevato the truma. Uvezu rebeleza machmir, for Reb Yeshua Mekel, in this type of a case, rebeleza, he's the only one that's machmir, because he holds, you can't use the whole thing to be mevato, because for manushach, there's 50 that are not type of the truma. So if even though you do not know which one fell in, a black one or a white one, but still mamanashach, whichever one fell in, you only have 50 against it, therefore it's still also according to Rebbe Lezer. And Rebbe Yeshua's Mekel here. That he holds, even though you know for sure what fell in, still he holds it's mutter. There could be bottom barayf. Mishneh Yud. Uvizul Rebbe Lezer Mekel. But have another case, that Reb Lezer is a mekel, goes lekula, for Reb Yeshua Machman, and Reb Yeshua is the one that's more strict. What's the case? The doyrois litro ketzios al pihakad. That you have like crushed figs, that's called bedoyrois litro, or litro worth, a ketzios of cut up figs, which was from truma, and it landed al pihakad on top of a barrel. And in the barrel there was 100 times as much. But v'yena yidu, you do not know ezehu. But you have a lot of barrels there, and you do not know exactly on which barrel it fell in. So Rabbi Eleza, Omer Beleza says like this, Roya noison kilo heim prudis. You look as if they're separated. In other words, even though on top there's like a whole, like we said, like a cake, a crushed together figs, so really you should say that's like one piece, and that's on top of the barrel. And the pieces that are on the bottom of the barrel, and that's different, because really we know it's only the top of the barrel that has truma in it. We just don't know on which top of which barrel you put it in. But really the bottom parts of all the barrels are for sure chulin. So Blazer goes to chulin and says, no, we look as if the top part is like separated, and it's like all mixed together. We don't look as if there's one cluster on top, but rather all the figs are mixed together, and therefore b'hatachtonus malas esal yonus, the bottom ones help with the top ones, that together you have 100 times as much in this barrel, and therefore we say it's bottle. However, Rabbi Shua says, Loi sala, no, it does not become bottle. Hachiyil sham meyakad, unless you have 100 barrels. Because he holds, what happened here was, you had this crushed fig pie that you put on top of the barrel. So you know for sure it's only the top of the barrel that's a sulfur truma, not the bottom parts of the barrel. So therefore it's only bottle if you have 100 barrels here. So even if you take all the tops off them, you have 100 times as much. So therefore be bottle bereiv. But if you don't have 100 times as much barrels, then just each barrel by itself, it will not become bottle. Because you have to be afraid one of the top ones is truma, and the bottom ones do not help to be mevatlit. Truma shenoflo api megura v'kipo. A saw's worth of truma fell on top of a bin like api megura. That's the place where they store the truma, on top of a bin. So on top of the bin, it fell one saw of truma. The kippur, and then you took off the top portion of it. The top portion of this bin of the pile, you took away. So now, Rabbi Elezer says, Im yesh pa kippur meyaso, if on this top layer that you took away, there's 100 times chumen amount of truma that fell in, so tala b'yechru meya, it is bot, you could take out 1 out of 100, and therefore becomes bot, you'll have a lach of bito by truma. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Loi salat, no, it does not help. So some learn, according to the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Yeshua, that even though you took off the top parts, still we look as if the whole thing is bottle, the part inside the barrel, the inside the bin also helps. And this Rabbi Yeshua goes like a sheet in the Mishnah before, that Loi tali can include what's inside the bin to be mevata what's on top of the bin. Since the top is by itself, it's not called a mixture. Now, saw truma shenofla api megura yikafenu. If a saw truma falls on top of the this bin, like the place where you store the tour, so yikafenu, you should take off the top part. In other words, take off the top layer that that's your doubt if that's truma, and at least for sure the bottom part will be kosher. Like the bottom part for sure has no doubt if it's truma. Therefore, you could eat the bottom part. So Mishnah says, "Vimkein, if so, lom omru truma oilo biyechur meya." Where is the case that we say truma's bottle with 1 in 100? So the answer is, "Emeni yadeya im belulay sein oile ayin noflu." In other words, when you have a doubt, you do not know where the truma is. Like you have a freight im belulay sein, maybe it's sunk into the bottom of the barrel. So you don't know if it's on top or the bottom. So then the whole barrel is in the doubt where the truma is. Then if you have 100 times against it, then it's kosher. Or else, even the beginning, you don't know exactly where it fell. So in there, you have the bittul of 1 in 100. But where you know, like, when if you know where it fell, like it fell on the top or not, then you're supposed to take off the tops, and then the bottom is kosher. Mishnah Yud Beis. Shtei kupois or shtei megurois. If you have 2 barrels, and like in front of them were 2 bins, 2 storing places where you store the tefua. Shenoflo saw truma l'teichachas mehen, that a saw of truma fell into one of them, into one of the baskets or else into one of the storing places. Now v'eni yudei li'esem yem noflo, you do not know into which one did it fall. So locher is malay zuazu. Since you have a doubt if it fell into the baskets or it fell into the magurois, so you could use both of them to make a bitl of 1 in 100. So since it's a doubt where it is, anything that's in the doubt could help to be mavato bereiv. However, Rabbi Shimon says, afilu hein, not even, he says even a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Shimon oimer, afilu hein b'shtei ayoris. Even if you have them in 2 different cities, also malay zuazu. It also helps to make the bitl bereiv. In other words, since you have a doubt, you have 2 barrels, one here and one in a different city, and you know that truma fell into one of them, and you're not sure which one of the two, so it comes out both of them is in the same doubt whether it's truma or not, therefore the law is, it's bottle, it all helps to make it 1 in 100. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says like this, Maisa bo lefnei Rabbi Kiva, once happened a case in front of Rabbi Kiva, b'chamishim agudei shayorik, that there were 50 like bunches of vegetables. Shenoflo achas mehen l'toichon, that one bunch fell into it. that chetzi truma, that half of the bunch that fell in now was truma. So really it comes out that there's 100 times against it, because she had 50 bunches of truma, of chulin, and now a half of a bunch of truma fell in. So v'yamata l'fon, if I said in front of him, you should know tala, that it's enough, or be bottle b'rev, now you have 1 in 100. So loisha truma tala b'chamishim v'yechad, not that really there's enough to be mevatel truma, just 1 in 50, ela shehoyu shameya u'shnei chatzoyin, because really there was 100 times, and 2 halves as much as what fell in. So that's why you say bitul b'rov here, because really you have 100 times against this half of a bunch of truma that fell in.
Yeah, perakei. Saw truma temeya, if you have a saw of truma temeya, she'noflo l'pochas mimei chulin, that fell into less than 100 times of chulin. So therefore it's not bottled this truma temeya, and the whole thing remains meduma. It has an issa of for a zar to eat it, but now it's also for kayin to eat it, because the truma was temeya. So therefore the whole thing we'll soon see is yirkavu, you have to just let it right away and bury it. What about oyla maiserishin? Or else let's say the saw of truma fell into maiserishin, which also there was less than 100 times as much as the maiserishin as the truma temeya. Oyla maiserishin, it also fell into maiserishin, also less than 100 times. Oyla hegdish, it also fell into hegdish less than 100 times. So bein temeya and bein tahirim, whether the chulu, the maiserishin, the maiserishin, or the hegdish was tor or tamei, still the locher is yakovu. You have to let this thing right away, and then you have to go bury it. Like we said, since it was truma temeya that fell in, and it does not become bottle, so it remains also even for kain to use it, because it's tamei, therefore it's yirkavu, let it just right away. And then the Mishnah says, what will be though, im tahira, hoisa, oisa, haso? Let's say this saw, this first measurement of truma that fell in, was truma tahira, that a kain is able to eat it, and now it fell in either in tahulin, that less than 100, or else all these other maiserishans or maiserishani, so then yimochru lakahanim b'jamei truma. It becomes meduma now. It's also for zar to eat it, but a kohen's allowed to eat it. So you're allowed to sell it to a kohen and charge him dumei of truma. Chutz midumei oisa saw. Excluding, you can't charge him for that saw, the first saw that fell in, because that saw was regular truma, that you have a mitzvah to give it to a kohen. So you're not allowed to charge, you can't charge the kohen for that saw. So therefore, you're only allowed to charge him for the rest of the chulin, that now it became more satit because it became meduma. So therefore, you can only charge the kohen the value, how much the truma is worth. But except the first saw that fell in, that you can't charge him for. What about, again, v'im l'maiserishin oflo? Let's say the saw of truma tahira fell into maiserishin. The locher is yikaru shem l'truma smaiser. You should call the name of it truma smaiser and then give the whole thing to a kohen. And the same halacha, you could sell the whole thing to a kohen, and you could charge him money for it. Just as one saw of truma that fell in, and that they have a mitzvah nesina, for that you can't charge him. What about v'im l'maisa sheni? Let's say this saw of truma tahira fell into 90 times maisa sheni, or else oyla hegdish. No, or else this saw of truma fell into 90 times as much of hegdish. So harei elu yipodu. In such a loch of maisa sheni and hegdish, it should be toiderit. And therefore it has a loch of truma, of regular meduma. And therefore, what the loch is, again, you have a right to sell this to the kohen, and you can charge him money for it, only for this one saw you can't charge him. Now, with the money that you applied with it, you applied to the Maisa Sheni, with that money you have to take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. Or the Hegdish, or else you have to give that money to Hegdish. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? V'yim temeyim hoyu oison ha-chulin. Let's say the chulin was tamei. In other words, you have this saw of truma tahira that fell into 90 saw of chulin temeyim. So now it all gets mixed up. It's meduma. However, you're allowed to eat a kohen could eat this because it only has nis of meduma. Because as far as the chulin goes, the chulin you're allowed to eat even though it's tamei, and the chulin is not metame the truma. So therefore, what should you do? Is ye'ochlo nikudim oikloyos or yeloisha b'mei peiros. So again, it has the same halacha that you're allowed to sell this meduma to a kohen, and you can charge him money for it, just excluding for the one saw of truma that fell in. But now when the Kohen gets this meduma, since the chulun of it is tamei, he has to make sure like tidit in a way where he's not machshir the truma in it lekabel tuma. Like up until now we said the truma did not become tamei. Why? Because we're talking about that the truma did not come in contact with water yet, so it wasn't hukshir lekabel tuma. So now when you go to use this, to make dough, to use it, you have to be careful. So first of all, yoyochlu nekudim. Some say nekudim means small pieces of bread, that each one is less than a kezayis. So therefore, you need a size of a kezayis to metama oichlin. So if you have less than a kezayis, it's okay. Or else some say nekudim means it should be dried out. Or kloyis also, it should be parched, it should be like also dried out. That's not like, it's not ruhukshul kabutumo. Or yiloy should be meperis, or else you should need it with meperis also. Meperis is not hukshul kabutumo. You only need mashkin water, or the seven mashkin is hukshul kabutumo, not meperis. So therefore you're allowed to use this wheat like, put meperis over it, therefore would not be mekabutumo. So therefore the truma does not become tomei, therefore kohen could eat it. Or yischal kul isos, or else the other ratio is divided up into small, are those. In order, kidei shelo yehei b'mokum echad kebeya, there should not be the size of a beya, an egg, in one place. And this is the kralak we said before, that oichlin, even though the oichlin is tummy, but if it's less than the size of a kebeya, it's not metam other things. So therefore, if each dough is less than a kebeya, so even though it has chulun tameya in it, it would not be metama the truma there. So therefore, the kain would be able to eat it. Mishnah Beis. So truma tameya shenoflo letoich meya chulun tairin. Let's say you have a saw of truma tameya that fell into 100 times chulun, which were tairin. So really now it should become bottle bereif, and the issa truma goes off. So Rabbi Lezer says teirim v'tisorif. You have to take off one of truma and burn it. In other words, we're talking about now again that the truma tameya was not the metama the chulin, but let's say they were not hukshul kabel tuma. So therefore it becomes bottle. So now all you have to do is just take out one saw from here and give that to the kohen, and you have a right like he says, shani yemer, I say, saw shenoflu he shosha also. The saw truma tameya that fell in, you have a right to say now it's the first saw you take out, that's the saw, and you give it to a kohen, and the kohen will just burn it. In other words, really, it's bota bereif here. You're just doing this lechumra, so it's enough to take off the first saw that you have and give it to the kohen, and he'll burn it. The chacham mayim nechom say ta'ale v'seyochel. No, take up one saw. When you give it to the kohen, now he's allowed to eat it though. V'seyoch likdid it again. Nikude moikloyis oitilus b'meperus oitischalek liisois kadesh lo yehi b'mokim echad kebeya. As long as it's not hukshul kabel tuma, then the kohen would be allowed to eat it. So in other words, even though it fell into 100 times, and really it's bota bereif, but still this one saw that you take up and give it to a kohen, the chacham say he has to try and eat it in a way where it not be mekabel tuma. So you have to make sure, like the gedarim we had before, either where it's still dry, or else it's meperis, or else it's less than a keveya. Mishnah Gimel. So truma tohira shenoflo lemeya chulun temeyim. One saw of truma tohira fell in to 100 chulin temeyim. So really the truma is bota bereif, therefore there's no issa tidit now. However, the chulin is tamei. So such a case, ta'ale, you should take off one saw to give to the kohen. The sayoch on the kohen should eat it now, nekudim again, where it's either small or dry, or kloyas burned up, also dried out, or etilus from meperis, so let it make the dough with the meperis juice of a fruit. Oy tischalik lisa sirel divided up into small doughs, kidei shelo yehei b'mokim echad kebeya, that in one does not have the size of a beya. And again, even though the first saw that fell in a truma is bottle bereif, but I'll call upon him now when we take off one saw to give to the kohen, we have to act as if it's truma. So therefore we have to be careful that saw like should not become tamei, therefore the kohen could still eat it. Mishnah Dalet. So truma tameya shenoflo lameya so truma tameya. One saw, one measurement of truma tameya fell into 100 times truma tameya. So the question is it bottle bereif now that the truma tameya you're allowed to eat? So Beis Shammai, Oisra Meshami says, no, nothing doing. It still remains like Truma Temeis here, and therefore the Kohen is not allowed to eat it. In other words, Beis Shammai says, that we say Truma is bottle 1 in 100, that's only when Truma falls into Chulin, like a Min B'Shein Aminoi. Mashenke, when Truma falls into Truma, there's no Din Bittel. However, Beis Hillel Matirim, Beis Hillel says, no, still it's bottle. Because we look as if the Truma Tanei is one type of a min, and Truma Torah is the second type of a min, and therefore it's Botol Echad Umeya. Now Omru Beisilla Beishamai, Beisilla said to Beishamai, Ho Yelut Tahira Asur Lazarim, since the Truma Tahira is also to a Zar, U Tameya Masur Lakahanim, and a Truma Tamei is even also to a Kayin, if so, Ma Tahira Oilo, Madacha Truma Torah is botol. Echod Umeyom, even though the Yisra is to Azar, is Af Tumeya. Who are then when you have Truma Tumeya here? Tala, it should also be botol Echod Vumeya. They said that even a Kohen should be allowed to eat it. On this, Omru Lehem Beishama Beishama said back, Loi, no. Em Helo HaChulun HaKalin. I'll tell you, it's for just the opposite. Chulun is Kal. So therefore, Chulun could be Mevatol the Truma, therefore becomes Mutter. Im helu hachul nakal in amator lazorin es atahira tala truma chamuru hasura lazorin es atmeya. You want to say truma that's more chamor, truma is also to a zar, that doesn't have a koyach to be makol, to make something bottle. So when you have the truma tmeya, and you want to make it bottle now in truma tahira, since it's so strong that a zar cannot eat it, it cannot help you to make something mutter, cannot help you to mevatel something. So that's Beis Shammai's sort to say, the Truma Torah cannot help to be Mevatol, the Truma Tameya. However, then the Mishnah says, Li'acha Shehoidu, but afterwards Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel, that they held now with his bottle, that they saw Truma Tameya could become bottle in 100 Truma Tameya, in 100 Truma Torah. So now, what do we do though with this one saw we take up to give to the Kohen? So Rabbi Lezer says, Teirum v'tisaref. Take it up, take off one saw to give a truma, but you have to burn it. The chum maimrim of the b'miyuta. Now it becomes bottle b'miyut in the small amount. And what the chum means to say is like, since it's truma falling into truma, so the whole thing really is truma. It's only a bittle that the tumma goes off. So therefore the whole thing goes to the kohen, and the kohen can eat the whole thing. However, Reb Lezer L'shitasa, he said like the Mishnah before, that the same saw that fell in, when you take one out, we have a right to say that's the saw that came out. So therefore, you have to be knowing as if this saw that's coming up is Truma Temeya, and therefore, Reb Lezer says, you have to burn it.
Mishnah, saw Truma Shenoflo Lameya. In the case we had the saw of Truma that fell into 100 times Chulin, so really it's bottle. Now, Hegibiyu, let's say he took up one saw of Truma, one saw that he's supposed to give to the Kohen. So now what's the loch of this one saw that you pick up? Now, v'noflo l'mokom achar, by mistake, it fell into another terubis. It fell into more chulin. So Reb Lezer says, matumas k'truma vaday. This saw that you picked up now has a loch like it's regular, like it's a whole saw of Truma. And therefore, if it fell into another bunch of chulin, it'll only become mutter if you have 100 times as much. That's Reb Lezer Shita we had before, that he says, this saw that you pick up, we say, Midrabonin, that it has the same halacha as the first saw that fell in. So we have to be knowing as if this saw is the saw shel truma, therefore if it falls now into other chulin, again it would be madamas kitruma vaday. However, the chachomim oimrim, the chachomim say no, eino madamas ela lefi cheshbon. It only makes an issa meduma of, in other words, how much truma do we say is in this saw that you're picking up? Only lefi cheshbin, according to how much the whole mixture was. Like when you have 100 in there, so it fell in 1 into 100, so it comes out that in this saw it's only 100ths. So only 100ths of it is truma. So if it falls into other chulin, you only have to make sure like there's 100 times 1/100 of this saw that fell in.
Mishnah Vav, saw truma shenoflo lepochos mimeya v'nidamu, that one saw of truma fell into, let's say, only 90 times as much chulin, so the whole thing becomes also, that's an issa meduma, it's an issa of chulin and truma mixed together. Now, from this meduma, v'nofal min ha-meduma l'mokem acher. Some of this wheat here, whatever it was of this mixture, fell into another place. So, how much does it ask, or how much do we say fell into the other place? So again, Rabbi Elezer says, madmas ke truma vaday. Whatever falls out, you have to be afraid it's like truma vaday, and therefore as much as came out, you have to have 100 times as much as that to make the second terubis muta. However, the Chacham Moim and the Chacham say, ein ha meduma midameya elo lefi cheshbon. No, like we said before, depending upon how much truma was in the first mixture, if one saw fell into 90, there's only 1/90th of truma, so if let's say one saw falls out of it, we say in that saw there's only 1/90th of it is truma. So therefore, you have to have like 100 times only 1/90th of this that falls out. That's called ein ha meduma midame elo lefi cheshbon. And the same thing, v'ein ha-mechometz, machmes elu lufi cheshbon. Same thing, if you have a dough, a chulun dika dough, a regular dough, that became chometz because of sorrow, the sour that was made from truma. So the question is now, it's the whole thing is also to a zar. And it's only oila, again, b'yechur ameya. However, the chometz say, v'ein ha-mechometz, machmes elu lufi cheshbon. If a piece of this dough falls out to someplace else, how much of it was really truma? Only according to again the cheshbin of the first dough, how much a portion of it was truma. And with a portion that's not truma, we say it's not truma here either. So therefore, it would be bottle lufi cheshbin.
All right, turn over.
Then the mission ends off. V'yein mayim shuvim poislim es hamikvah elu lufi cheshbon. Mayim shuvim also only passels and makes the mikvah possel lufi cheshbon. Which we know the locher is, if you don't have 40 saw in the mikvah yet, and now gimel lugim of mayim shuvim falls in, that makes the mikvah possel. However, once you already had a mikvah of 40 saw, then no matter how much mayim shuvim falls in, the mikvah does not become possel.
Mishnah Zayin, saw truma. If you have a saw of truma shenoflu lameya that fell into 100 times chulin that amount, so the pshat is now it's bottle brayv. Now higbiho, you took out one saw, but v'nofla cheres another saw fell in there. Higbiho, so you took out one saw like we learned before. Even after it's bottle brayv, still you're supposed to take out one saw to give to the kain. After you took out this one saw of Nofla Cheres, another saw fell into it. Here's a raised Muteris, we say it remains also. It remains Mutter. Since Lamai said there was 100 times as much as this, we say it's Bottom Roiv, therefore it's Mutter. Achetirba Truma ala Chulin. Until you can have more Truma than you have Chulin, then it would become also. But as long as you have more Chulin, even though you don't have 100 times now, but since each time the you took out one and a new chulin came in, therefore we still say it's bota b'roif.
The Mishnah Ches saw truma shenoflu lameya. Again, the one saw of truma fell into 100 times as much, so the chur becomes bota b'roif. But v'lehispe lahagbiya, you do not have time yet to take out this one saw of truma the way you're supposed to. At shenoflu acheres until more truma fell in. So Harezu Asura, the Tanakhama said it's also, because we look as if these two saws fell in together. And therefore, since there's only 100 times as much, it's 100 times, 100 saw, it's not called 100 times as much as the two saws, therefore it remains also. However, Rabbi Shimon says no. L'naisa before, when the first saw fell in, there was 100 times against it. Therefore it became Bata Barayv. Now when the second one falls in, it also becomes Bata Barayv. And therefore, we do not say stam the svar, look as if it's both together, and therefore will not be bottle bereif.
Mishneh Tes saw truma shenoflo lameya. One saw of truma fell into 100 saws of chulin. So really, right now it should become bottle. But v'tochanon, and they grind it all up. You ground up everything together. Opochasu, and now you have less like than 101 saw here. So the question is, did the chulin go away? So maybe it should become usur again. So Mishnah says no. Kishem shepochasu hachulin, the same way the chulin became less. Kach pochasu hatruma, the same thing, the truma also became less. Umutter, and therefore we still said the proportion is 1 into 100, therefore it still remains mutter. What about so truma she noflo lepochas mimeya? Let's say one saw of truma fell into a chulin, but it was less than 100 times as much. So right now it's also, still it's called meduma. Utochanon, and now they ground it all up. V'hoisiru, and it came out, now they have 101 saw here. So who it expanded like? So the question is, do we say the chulin expanded now, so now you have 100 times as much chulin? So the Mishnah says no. You should know that we say rather, kishem shehoisiru hachulin, the same way the chulin expanded, kachoisiru hatruma, the same way the truma expanded. And therefore, the yosa still remains osa. But now the Mishnah says, what's going to be in your do if you know, shehachitin shechulin yofais mishel truma, that the first, let's say, 99 saws of chulin you had was better wheat than the truma was? So therefore, now when it expanded, it's a svar to say that the wheat of the chulin expanded. So therefore, muta, then it would become muta. Now you have a right to say you have 100 times as much chulin as you would have the truma there. What about saw truma shenoflu lepochas mimeya? One saw of truma fell into less than 100 times of chulin. V'yacha came after that noflu sham chulin. And then some more chulin fell into this terubis. And now you have 100 times as much. So it depends. Im shaygeg muta, if the second time it fell in was b'shaygeg, so then it's muta, like we look now, lamaisa, you have 100 times as much as this truma, therefore it's bottle. But v'yemated also, if you did it b'mated, if you did it with kavono, then we say it's also, like if the kanaf said the truma is not bottle, and therefore it remains meduma and it's also.
Yeperik vov, ho'ichel truma shaygeg, if a zar eats truma, he didn't realize it was osa, or he didn't know this was truma. So the halacha is mishalem kerem v'chemish. You have to pay back to the kohen and give him back the value of the truma that you ate, and you also have to add on to it a chemish, another fifth more. Like the pasuk says, v'ish ki yechal kodesh b'shkoga v'yosef chamishisay alav. You have to add on another chemish. Now echad o'ichal v'yechad ashoisa, whether you ate the truma, or whether you drank the truma, the yechad hasoch, or whether it was shemin shel truma, that you shmir it, you rubbed it on your body. All these things, if you do it p'shegeg, you have to pay back an extra chaymish. Now echad truma torah, v'yechad truma temeya, whether the truma was tor, whether it was temeya, the same halacha. Mishalein chumsha, you have to pay back an extra chaymish, and v'chaymish chumsha, a fifth to the fifth. Which means, in the case where you first eat the truma b'shegig, so you have to pay back keren and a chemish. Now, when you pay back the chemish, it also has a locha to truma. And therefore, now, if you eat that chemish, you have to pay another chemish on that. Now, the locha is, eino mishalim truma ele chulim misakonim. What do you have to pay back for truma that you ate? You have to pay back chulin, which is misakonim, means that you're able to eat, that normally you'll be able to eat it. Knows it was taken off already, it's truma semaisrois. That's what you have to give back to the kohen. Now, v'hein nasim truma, they automatically become truma. In other words, if a Yisrael ate truma from a kohen, so he has to pay back food to the kohen, and when he gives back this food to the kohen, the food itself becomes truma now. V'hatashlumim truma, and what you pay now becomes truma. And therefore, imrotza ha-kohen limchol eino meichol. If the kohen wants to free you from paying back, he can't do that. Because there's a gzeras hakasuv over here that you have to pay back for the truma that you ate, a dovah royus lias kodesh, something that has to also become truma now, becomes kodesh. Therefore, he can't free you from paying back the money, because it's not totally in the bailim, but the Torah says you have to pay it back to make it back into truma. Now, Mishnah Beis, Bas Yisrael she'ochlo truma, or about the daughter of a Yisrael, she's a regular Yisrael, if she ate truma, and she did it b'shegig, let's say, so she has to pay back keren v'chemish to a kohen. Now, v'yachakach, after that, nisayis l'kohen, she herself now got married to a kohen, that now she herself was allowed to eat truma. So, in truma, sheloi zocho boi kohen ochlo, if what she ate truma before was talking about truma that did not belong to a kohen yet, it was like her own truma, so therefore, she has to pay back to any kohen that she wants to.
So therefore, the law is mashalem es keren v'chaymish liyatzmo. She could pay it back to herself. She has to pay it to any kohen she wants. She could even pay it back to herself, and she would be able to eat the truma, the chaymish and the keren. What about the yim truma shezocha b'kohen ochlo? Let's say at the beginning, when she was a regular bas yisrael before she got married to a kohen, she ate truma belonging to a kohen. So there the law is she has to pay it back to the kohen. It's like Gezel, she ate from the Kohen, she has to pay him back. So I'll tell you, Mishalem es Keren Labolim. It's taka true, the Keren, she has to pay back to the owner, who she ate it from. But for Chaimish, that is a loch, you have to add another fifth to it, that she can give to any Kohen she wants to. So therefore here, Liatzmo, she can take it by to herself. Bevnei Shomer, because it was said, Hoi chol truma shegeg, if a Zar eats truma by mistake, Mishalem Keren Labolim. If he ate the truma that belonged to a kohen already, he has to now pay back the keren to the kohen, but to the owner. But for chaymesh l'chol mishayitza, but the extra fifth that he has to get on, that he could pay back to whoever he wants. So here, now that she got married to a kohen, that she herself was ladi truma, she could take it for herself. Mishnah Gimel, ha'maychol es poyalov v'es orchav truma. If somebody fed his workers or his guests truma, and it was done b'shegig, is who mishalem es hakeren? He's the one that gave them teeth, the owner that gave them teeth by mistake, gave them teeth to truma, he has to pay the keren for it. How much is worth? V'heim mishalem es hachaymish, but they, the workers or the guests that ate it, they have to pay the chaymish. Because the payment of chaymish is only for the hanoi you had. So therefore the one that had it has to pay for it. But the owner that gave them teeth, he's either considered like a ganav or like a gazlin, therefore he's the one that has to pay back the keren. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. However, the chachomim oimer, the chachomim say no, hein mishalmim keren v'chaymish. The workers or the guests that ate it, they have to pay the keren and the chaymish also. For who but the owner, mishalim lehem demei sudosan. He has to pay for them the food of the meal. Like he was supposed to give them a meal to eat, his workers, and now it came out and gave them from truma that they have to pay back for it. Since so they lost out on the meal. Therefore the owner now has to pay their money for the demei hasuda, how much the suda would have costed them. Mishnah Dalet. Ha'goinev truma v'lo yochla. If somebody steals truma and he does not eat it. So the loch riz mishalom tashlume kefil. He has to pay back kefil, his regular gun, if he has to pay back kefil to the kohen. But how much kefil does he have to pay to make truma? How much the truma is worth? In other words, truma is always sold cheaper, because only kahanim would buy it. So then you have to pay back kefil the double of how much how much truma is worth. Ochlo, what about if the gun ate it? So then, mishalim shnei keronim v'chaymish, he has to pay two times keren and a chaymish. In other words, here that he ate the truma, so every time Yazar eats truma, he has to pay back keren and a chaymish. But here, since he stole it first, after Gnevi, he has to pay back kefil. So it comes out he has to pay two times keren because of kefil, and then a chaymish because he ate truma. Now, keren v'chaymish min achulin, v'keren d'mei truma. He has to pay back keren v'chaymish from d'mei chulin, how much normally it's worth. And after kefil, he has to pay back d'mei truma, how much the truma is worth. As we said before, truma is sold a little bit cheaper, so the keren, the kefil, you only have to pay dimei truma. Gonav trumas hegdish v'yochla. Somebody stole truma that belonged to hegdish and he ate it. The locher is mishalem shnei chumshim v'keren. He has to pay here two times chaymish. He has to pay a chaymish because if you eat truma, you have to pay back a chaymish. And if you eat hegdish, you have to pay back a chaymish. But only one keren. Why not kefil? Shame the hegdish tashlumi kefil, because when you steal from hegdish, there's no parsha of kefil. The kefil it says re'eyu only from your friend and not shal hegdish. So if you steal shal hegdish, true you have to pay back keren the value, but not kefil. So therefore here you have to pay back two times the chaymish and one time the keren. Mishnah hey, ein mishalmin min haleket u min hashicha min hapeya min hefker. That means if somebody ate truma b'shoigek, that we say he has to pay back to the kohen. So when you go to pay back the kohen, you can't pay back from leket or from shichro, from peyah, from hefka. Since all these things were not mechuyev at all in truma, Therefore, it's not bechlala dov haroi yilias kodesh. And when you eat truma v'shegig, the Torah says, v'nosam lakoyin es hakodesh, that we dash in the dov haroi yilias kodesh. Therefore, these things you cannot pay back. Now, v'loi mi maiserishen shenot l'trumosoi. You can't pay back for maiserishen, when you took off the truma, took off trumas maiser. And v'loi mi maiserishen v'hegishenifto. So these things also, since at the beginning they were kodesh, therefore they can't become truma, so you can't pay them back for payment of truma. Shein hegdish, poides hegdish. Here it says a reason, because hegdish cannot be poides hegdish. But since at the beginning it was kodesh here, you can't be poides hegdish with hegdish. Tivri Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. However, v'chachomi ma'atirum beilu, the chom say no, these things are muta. And it's a machlokes exactly on what the Chum argues. Some say only in the last two cases, by Hegdish or my Sheni Sheniftu, that they hold once it was Niftu, it's like it has no more Kedusha to it. Therefore, it's not called you being poyed the Hegdish on Hegdish, therefore they hold its Mutta. Mishne Vov, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Mishalme Mimin al Sheena Minoy. That means again, if you ate truma b'shogig, that you have to pay back food to become truma instead of it. See, let's say you ate dates, you have a right to pay back on figs a different min. It has to be what you're paying back is like better from what you ate from the bear that you ate. What you have to pay back has to be better from the min that you ate. Even though it's a different min, but it has to be a better min and not a worse min. For Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein mishalmim elam min almina." No, if you ate figs, you have to pay back figs. Lefikoch, therefore, imochal kishuyin shalera shrius. Let's say you ate a truma of cucumbers that was grown era shrius. So yamtim lekishuyin shomaytsoy shrius. Now you want to pay back cucumbers? You have to wait till you have cucumbers for maytsoy shrius. For yishalim mehem. And you should pay back with them. Because on Shvius itself, you're not allowed to pay back a Chayiv with Peir Shvius. So therefore, you have to pay back with the same Min. You'll have to wait till next year until you'll have this Min that has no Kedusha Shvius on it. Now, Mimokam Shur Rabbi Eliezer Mekol Mishom Rabbi Kiva Machmir. In the place that Rabbi Eliezer was Mekol, from that same place, Rabbi Kiva brings his Rosha to be machmir to say ein mishalmim ela mimin aminoi, because the pasuk says v'nosan la koyin es hakodesh, you have to give back to the koyin kodesh kol shu royally as kodesh du Rebbe Eliezer. If Eliezer dashes anything that's fit to be kodesh, that's what you have to give to the koyin. So it could be even min al shein aminoi, it's also good. Rebbe Kiva says no, the pasuk says v'nosan la koyin es hakodesh. So it means to tell us, Kodesh Ochal, you have to pay back the Kodesh that you ate. If you ate figs, you have to pay back figs. If you ate dates, you have to pay back dates. So that's a machloek, it's exactly how you have to pay back.
Yeperek Zayin, Mishnalef, Ho'ichel Truma Mezid. If a Zamra of Yisrael eats Truma Mezid, he knows that it's Truma, he knows that he's not allowed to eat it, and still he eats it. So the loch is Mishalem is a Karen, he has to pay that Karen, the money, the value of it, to the Kohen. But V'yeinu Mishalem is a Chaymish, he does not have to add a fifth. A fifth is only if you eat a B'shegeg and not B'mezit. And Hatashlum in Chulin, the money you pay back now remains Chulin. It does not become into a Din Trumer on it. And therefore, Imrotzu HaKohen Limcho Meichel, if the Kohen wants to be Meichel, he has a right to free the Yisrael to pay back. What is called a moministic aloch, it's aloch of tashlumim, of money, and by money we say mechila helps. Mishneh Beis, Bas Kohen Shenises LeYisrael, or Bas Kohen now got married to Yisrael, V'yachakach Roch LeTruma, and then after she got married to the Yisrael, that she has aloch like a czar now, that she's not allowed to eat truma, but she went and she ate truma. So the aloch is Mishalemes Es HaKeren, V'yeinu Mishalemes Es HaChaymish. She only has to pay back a Karen. She has to pay back to a Kohen the Karen. Like regular locha, like you guys less chaleroi. But she does not pay back a Chaymish, since she's a Bas Kohen. Because the Pasuk says, V'chol Zan Lo Yoichal Boy. It says, V'yishki Yoichal Kesh Mishkol Yoichal Mishalov.
You have to zemen a klal shein a zoro letruma. That's a drush like that. That since she's not a complete zoro, therefore she does not have to pay back the chaymish, even if she ate a b'shegig. Only Karen she has to pay back. Now, umisosa b'sreifa. The lochers of a bas koyin has nus when she's married. If this bas koyin was married, and now when she's married, she has nus with another man, so the chiddush is that she gets sreifa. Like the pasuk says, Ubas is koyin ki seichel is nois beishti sarif. Even though by regulation she is only bechenig, here it's a chiddush she gets sreifa. Niseis li echad mikol apsulim. Let's say this bas koyin got married to somebody that she's posel to one of the psulim means going to cholol or a mamzer. So then the locher is mishalem es keren v'chaymish. She even has to pay back a chaymish because now a locher is she has locher like a regular zar. Since she got married to someone that's posel lakuna, therefore she has a locher like a zar, and she even has to pay chaymish if she eats truma b'shoigig. Or misasa b'chenig. Now she lives with another man when she's an eishes ish. She doesn't have the chumra of a bas koyin to be b'chay yisreifo, because she has a locher like a zar already, and therefore she only has a misa b'chenig. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chachamim oimim d'chom say thou know. Zu v'zu mishalmes es hakeren v'yein mishalmes es hachaymish or misasa misreifa. The Chum say no, that Lamaisa she still is a bas koyin, and therefore she still is not called a complete zar to truma. Therefore, even though she eats the truma b'shoigeg when she got married, still she does not have to pay the chaymish because she's still not called a zara etzloy. The same thing, if she has nus with another man now, she has a chiyas reifa, she's still considered a bas koyin, even though she got married to the psulim. Mishnah Gimel. Hamachil es bon of Kitanim, if a regular Yisrael gives truma to his young son to eat, that they themselves are potter from paying. Now the chiddush is the father will soon see he's chayiv to pay keren, but he's potter on chaymish, since he himself did not eat it. The same thing via Savodav ben Gedolim Miktanim. If he gave truma to his Avodim, whether they're Gedolim or Miktanim, they don't have no money themselves to pay with. So the Odin has to pay, he only has to pay Karen and not Chaimish. The same thing, Oichel Trumas Chutzloritz. If somebody eats truma, a Zari's truma, that was taken off from Paris in Chutzloritz, that's near Eretz Yisrael, that the Zechiv only Midirabonin, or else Oichel Pochus Migazayas truma, if a Zari eats regular truma, but he only eats less than a kezias of it, and even though he eats a pesheigeg, the locher is mishalem es hakeren, he has to pay the keren, but v'yeinu mishalem es hachoymish, since in the case he himself did not eat it, or else was less than a kezias, or else it's chutz loretz, he's potter from chaymish. Now v'hatashlum chulin, whenever you have to pay this type of a keren, the money that goes to the kohen is directly chulin. And therefore, if the Kohen wants to be Meichel, he could free you from paying. Only before we have when you have to pay the Chaimish, that's like a mitzvah. It has to, it's a kapara for you. Bashenka, where it's only a tashtum of money, it's only a mumness to get into the Kohen, therefore the Kohen could be Meichel. Mishneh Dalet. Zeha Klal, this is the Klal now. That kol ha-mishalem keren v'chaimish. Anytime you eat truma b'shoigi that you have to pay back a keren and a chaymish, you have to add the fifth to it. The locher is ha tashlumim truma. That the tashlumim you pay back has a locher like truma. It becomes truma. And therefore, imrotza ha koyin limchoil einoi meichel. If the koyin wants to be meichel, wants to free you from paying it, he can't. Still, you have to pay it. But v'chol ha mishalim es a keren, v'yeinu mishalim es a chaymish. Any time that you only have to pay keren and not an extra fifth, that either the mezid or the mishnah before, the locher is hatashlumin chulin. Then the money you pay back or whatever you pay back to the kohen remains chulin, and therefore imrotza kohen limchol meichel. The kohen wants to be meichel, he has the right to be meichel. Mishnah hey, shtei kupos. You have two baskets of tefuah of wheat. Acha shel truma v'acha shel chulin. One is a basket that has a truma in it. And one is a basket full of chulin. Now, shenof lo saw truma l'techachas men, or saw another measurement of truma fell into one of these two baskets. Now, v'yein yidu l'yeisem hem noflem, we do not know into which basket it fell into. So the locher is, harei ani yoyim, I have a right to say that l'toich shel truma noflo, Rabbi writes to say that the truma fell into the basket of truma, because like this, the truma remains truma, and the chulin remains truma, and the chulin remains chulin. Even though I'm not sure, but still the halacha is a shaniyem, you have a right to be tolo. The portion you learn here, since it's only midi rabbonin, because midi yiraisa truma is bottle chad v'trei, it's bottle midi yiraisa. It's only a halacha midi rabbonin that's not bottle until you have 100. Therefore, since it's only a shalom and this of the Rabbonin, therefore we say Shani Yechel, we have a right to say that most probably the Truma fell into the Truma, and therefore the basket of Truma is still Truma, and the basket of Chulin is still Chulin, you could use it. Now, what's going to be, if Eina Yedua, you do not know, Ezehi Shal Truma, the Ezehi Shal Chulin, again, you have these two baskets in front of you, one has Truma in it, and one has Chulin, and you do not know which is which. Now, ochal achas mien, if you eat from one of these baskets, potter, you should know your potter from paying back, or chaymish, because since it's, we have to be afraid, like maybe you only ate the chulin, and therefore, when I suffer, your potter from paying back, the chaymish. And who are the nevada the karen also your potter from? Because it's a suffic mum, and I must be all of araya. Vihashniya noig boka truma. And if so, now the second basket, you should be knowing as if it's truma. However, if you make dough from these two baskets, you have to take off challah. Since it's a suffix, you don't know which one is truma. So in a suffix, you have to take off challah. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Meir holds that you have to go luchumra here. It's a suffix if it's truma, if it's chulin, you have to go luchumra. However, Rabbi Yossi says no, that if you make dough from this, it's potter min achala, because some say because monashach has locha like a meduma. Since it's a locha like you have truma and chulin mixed together, so it's called like meduma. Therefore, they're both like also. Therefore, you potter min achala. Ochal achar es hashniya potter. Let's say a second person eats the second one; he's also potter from the chaimish, because we don't know which one was the truma. What about ochal achas es shtehim? Let's say one person ate from both baskets. Then for sure he has to pay back a keren and a chaymish, but how much? Mishalem kiktana shebishtayim. He has to pay the least amount from both of them. In other words, hamoytze mechaver all over raya, you have right to go to kula to say only the smaller amount was truma, and you only have to pay a fifth from the smaller amount. Mishnevov, noflo achas mehen l'toich achulin. Again, when you have these two baskets here, one basket was truma, one basket was chulin. And now one of these two baskets fell into another basket that was chulin. That means noflachas mehen notecha chulin is einu madmosan. In this case, it does not become a duma. But since we have a sofik which basket fell in, I have a right to say that the chulin fell into the chulin, and therefore it does not become a duma. Vihashniya, the second basket now that did not fall in again, is noyibo ketruma v'chayevas mechala. That one you have to be noyig like it's truma. But still, if you take off dough from it, you have to take off challah, because still it's only a suffix if it's chulin or not, so you have to be afraid, maybe it's chulin, therefore you're chayiv in challah. You go to chumra both ways. Divrei Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi pointed, like we had before, no, Rabbi Yossi holds it's considered like you have chulin and truma mixed together, it's like meduma, and therefore meduma, since it's also for a zar, you put them in a truma. What's going to be noflo shniya lamokim achar, einam adam osam? If the second basket fell to another place, also it would also not make meduma, because it's a suffix, maybe it's chulin. And again, like we said before, we're talking about, of course, that midiraisa, it is bottle over here. Midiraisa, you have more than you have the yisa. It's only a shalom the rabbanim, therefore we say shani yayma. Now, noflu shteim lamokim echad, let's say both baskets fell into one, then matamas kiktana shebishteim, then we have to go to chumra like, or we go to kula to say that it's meduma, traka becomes osa, but only according to the smaller amount. How much truma was it? How much was in the smaller of the two baskets? We say that one was truma, and if you have 100 times against it, also become muta. Because again, since this meduma is only meduma abundant like, therefore you have a right to go to kula. Mishnah Zayin. Zora es achas mehen potter. Now, Mishnah Zayin. Again, in the case we have these two baskets, one is truma and one is chulin, and you do not know which is which. Now, Zora es achas mehen.
you took the seeds of one of the basket and you planted it, so halacha is potter, means you're allowed to leave it. Even though regular truma, if you plant it, you're not allowed to do that. And the halacha is you have to uproot the karka and take away the seeds. But here, since it's only a doubt if you planted the seeds of truma or not, so therefore your pot, you could leave it. But the hashniya, the second basket, noig baka truma, you have to go to chumra to say maybe it's truma, and you have to be noig the dinam of truma on it. However, v'chayev is v'chala, but you have to go to chumra and get to chala to say no, maybe it's still chulin, and therefore you mechuz to take off chala from its dough. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's shita again, that you go to chumra both ways. For Rabbi Yossi Poiter, Rabbi Yossi says no, it's Potter. The second one is Potter from chala. And again, to chala we say it's called meduma. It's like chulin and truma mixed together, and therefore it's osati. So therefore you Potter from chala. Zora achar es hashniya. Let's say a second one plants the seeds from the second basket. His Potter is also Potter, because it's a suffix if he planted truma or not. Therefore it's Potter. What about Zora Echod Eshtein? Let's say one person planted both of them. So, Bedova Shezara Kola Muta. If the seeds are going to be Kola, means that the seeds disintegrate and you don't have it here anymore, then it's Muta. But a Bedova Shein Zara Kola, in the case when you plant it, that the seeds do not disintegrate, but rather just becomes bigger and bigger, then it's also. So again, if the Zara is Kola Lamosh, like you plant wheat or barley, that the seeds itself get nirkav in the ground, then what grows up is mutl zarim. It has a loch like gidula and meduma, which is chulunheim. In other words, what grows up from these seeds is mutta, means it doesn't have a loch of truma, but it's mutta for zarat eat it. But if a dove is shein zara kola, but if it's something that the seeds do not get disintegrated, but rather the seeds stay in the ground, like onions, then we say also vachidul zarim. Even if a zar, like what grows up now, the gedulim, still has a locha like truma. It's called gedule gedulim shal truma, which is also for a zar. So that depends if the seed is miskayim or the seed is not miskayim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.